Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring.
Go.
9 out of 10 doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in the upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Your monkey looks like he's losing circulation.
Ready.
I'm ready. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Trent, Mighty Barrett.
And our producer, Frag.
Oh, yes. I'm just kind of out of here.
Yeah, try not to be too slow. And this is your average everyday Melanie the Fairy.
And the returning Zeph the Bunny.
Yes, from his rock concert of last week.
Yes.
Which I'm still sore from.
And welcome to Furry Talk. As you can probably guess, we're missing a couple members. Trent has gone to his dead ass.
A couple? Just kidding.
And I don't know where Sai is. That's kind of set forward.
Might be busy.
Who cares about Fort? No, I'm kidding.
No, that does say that.
Yeah, that's so me.
Yeah. Everybody in the podcast is a valuable and important increment to the machine.
It's a valuable. Everybody in the podcast is a valuable enemy. yeah, I'm digging myself a hole. Anyway, I'm currently in my computing area right now. For some reason, Trent's internet area is not working. So if you hear some loud noises, those are from the heater that is like right next to my face.
And Dre is scratching a certain area, and he is in his internet area, because Trent's internet area is not currently working.
How'd you know it's scratching my armpits? No, I'm kidding. Let's kick this off the good way. As you guys know from last week, me and Trent decided to do a video podcast when we went to Vernal Equinox, and I'll be talking more about that later.
Cool,
The YouTube channel is youtube.com/furrytalk, as it with everything. And the email is still there. Have we even gotten any new emails at all since the opening? Not this week? Oh, wow. Aren't we special? Oh, we're so loved. Nah, okay. Yeah, okay, so let's just get this thing. Let's kick this off the right way, and we'll start off with Frag's topic. It kind of leads into the Furry Coalition that we started off last week. Still accepting members if they want to fight the good fight. Huh?
Nothing.
What? Anyway, so yeah, what Frag got here is, or Josh, I should say, is somewhat of a rant, actually.
Yeah,
it's a lengthy one, too. get my water ready.
From his little ferret drinking water thing.
Oh, God.
Like the ball thing. Anyway, yeah, we got no Trent to keep us off track. Why am I so mean today? Okay, here we go. So, Frag's topic. Here we go. First off, anyone who says rules 1 and 2, shut the hell up now. I'm going to discuss a serious matter here. One of the faces, one that faces us every day as the fandom. I want to go in deep into the heart of the problem. Anyway, let's start with my experience. About 2 years ago, I was told by a friend of mine, who is a troll, to go onto 4chan. Ugh. Now, at the time, I was not a member of the fandom, and I said, okay, sure. Besides, I was a geek, and I love visiting websites. So the first time I went there, I visited the infamous random board. Yeah, I found a picture that was sick and just wrong. I came back there again and the same thing. Then I started to realize these people are not normal. What do I mean? Well, let's put it this way. I'm going to describe 4chan as a cult. It sounds odd, but after going to that site for about 2 years now, I can safely say that they are just like a cult. To explain, we have to look at the random board to start. The more you go there, the more sick of the human race you will be. Every time you go there, you are introduced to many different types of porn, some that are just horrible to even witness, gore, and I mean real pics of human gore, pictures that are sick and cruel, but attempt to be humorous, I don't know how that's possible, and tons of racist jokes. I'll believe it! The more time you spend there, the more you become used to this, and, well, the more less of a human you will become. I've been going there. Luckily, I haven't been affected too badly. I still have my feelings intact. A lot of the users there have become soulless bastards who only get a laugh out of each other. That is when they are not spending their time looking at porn. Then we go into the real problem, their influence. I am sure everyone has been Rickrolled before and heard Chocolate Rain. Well, that came from 4chan. In fact, most of the internet memes came from 4chan. And also things like the infamous Oprah over 9,000 penises comment. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm pretty sure I don't even want to know. Yeah. The scams mean that the power of a single site can do that. Not only that, they will do other things to get laughs. One of their most recent findings was finding out how to make fake coupons for items that actually scan in real registers to rip off companies of their money. Another thing they have found out how to do, which is really scary, is they found out how to hack Facebook accounts and are using them for their own pleasure by posting sick status updates and getting into chats with random people for their own pleasure. When they find a cause, the whole site works together on it. Luckily, as of now, they go after stuff I, as a geek, find bad, but who knows in the future. So now let's go into the key fact of their population. Most of their members is full of lonely bastards who don't have a life, are antisocial, and won't bother talking to someone to find a date. Isn't that usually what they say about us?
That's pretty much about anybody.
That's true. Anyway, I see it many times that whenever a girl posts a pic on 4chan, they are immediately yelled at for her to show her boobs and ass, or they will get pretty much verbally assaulted by the community. There are many threads about being lonely, and most users take this loneliness into trolling because it gives them something to do instead of looking at their lives and trying to change it. Instead of changing, they have become mindless drones of that site and have become sick bastards. To tie into the discussion of the furry coalition, power to the furry. The problem we have is, since 4chan is so hostile, any furry pic automatically gets shunned because they automatically think furry equals porn, which is untrue. Since themselves don't like furry porn, they hate people for posting it. With a group that large, they are able to spread all this negativity about the fandom to people with their lies and bullshit. I have seen it happen, and in fact, I am scared to tell anyone I know because my internet friends, my girlfriend, who is a furry, I wanted to write this piece because people should know the truth to one of the biggest places for trolls on the internet. Also, I want to show my point that They don't care about feelings or people. They just want to have fun that is only in the internet because they won't go outside and talk to people. So you're saying pretty much we found their nest.
Yep.
We found their nest herbicided.
That is scary, though.
Yes. It's not right. It's not cool. That's not
right. I think the first thing the Furry Coalition needs to do is take down 4chan and watch them all squirm and die.
Yes, well, I know. That'd be so fun.
Well, the only problem is that, like, if we do take down 4chan, then they're going to have nothing better to do.
Then kill themselves. And then we'll be rid of the world of much horror.
No. You're not getting it.
I want them to.
If you take away what they do on a daily basis, then basically, let's say you hit a hornet's nest and bust it. What does a hornet do?
Well, you don't really have to, like, hint the fact that you're a furry or anything.
If you bust a hornet's nest, the hornets are going to swarm out and attack whatever is near it. So basically, they'll have nothing better to do than to just spread out and then attack anybody and anything that they can because they don't have their little nesting area to be in anymore. So in turn, you destroying 4chan will actually make it worse because the trolls have nothing better to do than to do that. They won't be hanging out on 4chan anymore.
Yeah, in the short term, probably, but in the long term, they would eventually fizzle out and die or just make a new site.
You think they're going to change and go over and do their own stuff and go outside for once instead of just sitting like a pale blob in the corner like they usually do? I don't think so.
It's called it being optimistic.
Optimism doesn't work in certain situations, hon. Well, you know, 4chan can be taken down legally due to the contents.
Yeah, Frank says the only way to take down 4chan is to do it through legal means. If you post on the site, they will destroy any site through massive amount of two hits, thus taking the site down.
Yeah. Well, you know, if the government finds out that there's, like, harassment and all that stuff happening on there, if they find it's a nexus for illegal activity, then they will shut it down.
Probably. I would report him for it.
Or you can even just pay for the lulls or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's the step in the right direction is to take down 4chan somehow.
And then they take down FChan.
I could care less about FChan. I'd barely go there.
AGNPH.
Haven't been there in forever either. Wait, didn't it already close down?
Nope, it's still up.
Yeah.
Oh.
They've actually been updating it quite a lot.
Oh, wow. Learn something new every day.
Don't go look at it now.
I'm not.
Okay. Melody has been changed!
I'm not looking at it. No, I'm kidding. I'm concentrated now.
Okay, back to the topic.
Yeah, so are we good with that one? No one have any inputs, outputs?
I just stay away from that place. That's all I'm gonna say.
Poke. I don't even know.
Etobicoke.
Etobicoke. All right.
Topic two.
Poke. Etobicoke.
Yeah. So today's weekly topic is commenting on art. How often should you, on your own and others, if you start carrying on a conversation with yourself on your own art, you kind of look crazy.
Yeah.
Like me!
Whoa. Crazy laugh.
I know, that was good, though.
I was. I don't think I would be able to do that again.
Responding to other people's comments. That makes it less crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't even do it again. You missed.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah, it was a one-time thing. Unless you catch me in the mood again. I don't know.
When he turns into a clown, it only happens once on a full moon.
Yeah, can't do it.
Once on a full moon.
Even a full moon?
I don't know, but I wouldn't go outside and look.
There might be a
troll's nest.
The trolls might be nesting in front of my house.
There's a troll in our base.
Sentry down! Troll sapping my sentry!
Trolls have in my F chan.
But yeah, to the topic at hand, let's try and keep this on track. I'm gonna try and do a good job here. How often? I don't think there really matters. I think usually the rule of thumb is like one comment per image. If you get responded to, you can carry on a conversation.
You can try.
Yeah.
That's what I like. It's kind of hard to respond to nice or great or whatever rather than saying thank you.
I think it would be nice if people responded to all the comments.
Oh, that'd be funny! Oh, that'd be real funny.
If I ever got that big, God forbid, if I ever got that big and I posted art and I had like 100 comments, I would try and respond to them all. I got nothing else better to do right now.
Pretty much, I'd be the same way.
I got no life. I'll admit it. Admitting is the first step to recovery.
With all the free time that Dre has, I think he should be better at his art by now.
I should be like Jijix or like Unta.
By now?
Yeah.
You need to practice.
My practicing is going nowhere. I hate my art when I look at it.
Well, pretty much I think my art's ugly too, but we have to live with it.
Better than I am.
No, I'm not.
Y'all.
I'm worse than people who draw stick figures.
You're not.
I can't draw with a crap. Everyone else draws better than me.
You lie!
I have the least amount of page views out of our entire group.
It's because I, like, watch people on, like, a daily basis.
I know, but you're almost at 2,000 views.
Yeah.
I'm at, like, 600. And I've been on there for almost a year.
I watch a lot of people. Most of those are from watches.
It's ridiculous. Wow.
Rickamadungalus. Yeah, that's my word. Uh huh.
Yeah, nice word.
Rickamadungalus.
Sasa Dilscripophobia. Huh?
Rickamadungalus. Yeah. I'm gonna start using that now. I just made it up, but I'm gonna start using it. Rickamadungalus.
Yeah, I have Hippopotamostrosa Dilscripophobia. I don't. don't be using that against me.
Rickamadungalus. That disease is Rickamadungalus.
Oh my god, I'm so scared of you! I have a fear of long words. Hippopotamostrosodiscomophobia!
You put a long word for someone who's afraid of
I'll save that for the random time. We're talking about phobias.
That's like chlorophobia is a fear of clowns. It sounds like fear of like chlorophobia.
Why is globophobia fear of balloons? What about if you have a fear of globes?
I know!
They're going to shoot out of phobia. It's balloonophobia? I don't know.
And you'll have globophobia. Globophobia.
Globophobia.
Uncle Globophobia.
Uncle Globophobia. Ah, that's Uncle Lobophobia over there. He's afraid of balloons. Sadly enough, he's also a clown. Weird career choice.
A clown with chlorophobia.
I'm afraid of clowns. Can't look in a mirror. He's gonna put his makeup on.
He also has a fear of mirrors.
he has a fear of not looking in mirrors.
He has a fear of looking in mirrors and a fear of not looking in mirrors, and he has a fear of air.
He's just afraid of living.
A suffocating clown.
He turned into a duck.
Goes,
alright, let's just move these things along here.
Puddle of face paint.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna move on to Sai's slap word of the week. Unfortunately, can't be here to say it. He hasn't been here to say it for a while. Sadly enough, but can I get a drum roll? Good enough. Sai slap word of the week is food. I know in this house, at least it's not pants. God, if that was a word here, everybody would have bruises. I think this week as well.
Sai slap word is actually hippopotamostrosodiscophobia.
That's redundant.
Always
I forgot my new word already. I'm going to have to listen back now and remember.
DJ, rewind the tape.
Yeah. Anyway. Moving on. Zeph, this is your topic. Rock and roll is dead. It is.
Not really. It's not really dead. There's not really any rock stars anymore. This era is focused on hip-hop and pop.
And they all suck.
You know, like, I miss the days when, you know, I'm not really that old. I'm like 20. But still, you know, I miss the days that it's like Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses, you know, all the good rockers, you know. And then now you look at the how music is now. All they are doing is stealing old songs and old beats and reusing them, mixing like profane words to it. Basically, like, you know, that the techno, "You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round Like a Record, Baby," that song.
Yeah.
And they remix it, and they said, "When you go down," you know, they have to turn everything into sex. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it's retarded. And, you know, I can see them taking, like, Video Kill the Radio Star and turn it into some sexual thing, you know? And it's getting kind of ridiculous that we can't have music that's original anymore.
No, everything's been sung about.
Everything. And, like, all the top singers now, like, the only ones that get top hits are the ones that are the most original. You know, you don't see very many people do performances.
Like Fireflies, like, that's actually an original song. It's like the first one to come out in a year or two.
Yeah, but one problem about the artist is that his, I know you can't really trademark a guitar, like, basically guitar chords, like procession of chords, but his chords on one song he plays, I don't know the name of it, but his little ukulele chords or something is actually the exact same chords played by a Hawaiian ukulele player named The Great Iz for, what was it called? For his rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And if you listen to his little ukulele, how it's played, is the exact same as that guy's. That's the Firefly song for a different song he does. Because I heard it on the radio. I was like, that's the exact same thing. But it's just proving that everybody steals something in their career.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying that music in general has just gone down the drain because I haven't heard any, like, music that I like that has come out recently in the past 4 years. And, you know, I'm just opening it to comments now because, you know, that's all I can really say about it is that, you know,
I totally agree.
I miss all the rock stars, seriously.
Yeah, well, Guns N' Roses and some of the old rock stars are still going out there, but when they're gone, we're gonna have nothing.
I mean, Slash feels the same way. Slash from Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
He says that they need to pick it up, cause all over the world there's no good rock stars anymore. You know, Axl Rose, Slash, Eddie Van Halen, you know, you got all those people.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton. Me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, alright, any more comments on it? You could just switch to a different topic if you want.
Brad's got a comment you should read.
Okay, Dre, you read it.
Wow, that's a big one. Holy crap.
Yeah. Look at the bottom.
Grab my water again. Oh, I need a new bottle. I've been just, jeez.
He needs a new bottle from the fridge.
Oh, quiet.
Baby fur.
You wish.
I don't wish nothing on you.
Okay, never mind.
I wish, Drew. What's a fish? I'm just kidding.
Anyway, well, first I would like my friend... Wait, what's this?
He would like to thank his friend. Oh. He actually left out a word.
Okay, well...
Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, please. I'm a little...
Okay. Oh, yes, I'll read it. Well, first I would like to thank my friend Faison for showing me progressive rock, progressive metal. I started listening to progressive rock, prog metal, about 5 or so years ago, and have become addicted ever since. One thing I really like about prog rock is actually new, and it's becoming more fresh every day. Instead of recycled music with more popular, what the heck is that word? Artists, it's two words together, usually make their records they want to make. One website I visit almost daily is progarchives.com, which helps me find good music. Sure, there is no rock stars, but the music is at least good. Okay, I'm reading it as if I thought it was ABGN. Sorry.
Well, I do agree with you, Frag, that music is good, but it is rare to find something that suits, like, people, like me, I have a oldies taste. You know, I listen to, like, oldies stations on the radio.
Yeah.
And, like, listening to the new age music, it doesn't sound good.
No.
Like, everything now is synthetic, and a lot of the voices and stuff are, like, put through a mixer, and they, like, do all the effects and stuff before they even release it. In the old days, they just sung it to a mic, and that was their voice. You know, you played on a guitar, that was your guitar. There's no real, like, true rock stars anymore. Yeah. I just miss people creating new things, you know? Like, all the guitar, then, like, I play guitar and bass, which I play bass in a rock band I'm in. And, I'm looking at all the techniques that they have. You know, I know that you can, like, mix techniques and make your own, but, you know, there's really not much else anybody's doing to improve on, like, improve at all on showing the newer generation some new stuff. But, yeah, I'm pretty much the new generation when it comes to rock people, but I like the old stuff. Like, call me lame, but I love the Beatles. Even though I like the hard stuff. And Frag says, I am an oldies fan too. I understand the problem is no one wants to go out and find new music. Yeah.
Because he makes nostalgic.
Yeah, music.
I love typos. It's funny.
To find new music. But.
That was good.
But, yeah, I agree with you, Frag. You know, it just might be me saying this, like, I don't want to go out of my little cube and find new music, but, you know, I just like how the old stuff sounded. I don't like all the synthetic stuff. I mean, I love techno, don't get me wrong.
I love
but,
it, too.
You know, techno is awesome. I mean, for dancing and stuff, raves, which my honey was in, which I got to see him dance a little bit. You know, techno is great, but when you try to put voices and stuff and sing a whole song with nothing but synth, it's not going to sound good. The only person who can pull that off is Freeze Pop. Sorry.
Yeah, they did do a good job.
Alright, I'm done on my topic.
Alright, continuing on, we have...
Don't sound so relieved.
Oh, my topic. Okay, yeah. Vernal Equinox.
It's done. Next topic. Yeah. Yeah, you were so relieved for me to finish mine.
So cool.
My mom needs to shut up so that I can get on with my topic.
Anyway, yeah, Fertile. Amazing. It was a small con, yeah. It was our first. Me and Trent sadly can't be here to discuss it. Ha 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 on him. Anyway. Yes,
they went to another con.
I would kill him if he went without me.
Ooh, I'm a tail on you. I'm just kidding. You did have a cue, but you're going to the principal's office. I'm going to tell
Principal
you.
Frag.
And now you're gone.
But yeah, Fernal was amazing. I had such a great time. I met so many nice people there. I got to meet Firestorm 6. And I actually got a hug from him. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I met Babs Bunny. Surprisingly, DeFox wasn't there for anybody who knows Canadian furries.
I got a question.
Okay.
Was there Smex? I'm just kidding. God, no, there wasn't shit. Ready.
Yeah, there was. It's
I already know there was.
Set, like, fucking orgies at night, yeah.
But you've seen there's worse than furry cons.
Yeah.
Anime North.
That's even during the day con. The fucking Yaoi rooms.
Yaoi!
The fucking Yaoi and hentai rooms. Jeez.
And gay 6-1-1 classes at 11 o'clock.
We're definitely attending. Oh, Trent, his virgin ears. We're dragging him in there, too.
Oh!
He's gonna love it.
He's gonna hear this.
I already know what I'm getting, Trent. I already know what I'm getting, Trent. I don't know if you want one.
A dildo?
No.
Oh my god, did I need to hear that?
A giant, there's giant cat bells.
Oh god. Yes, that would be amazing.
I already know where to get them.
I want to get the foxy
heads. They're warlocks. Huh?
I want to get the foxy heads too. Yeah, you're right. I'd probably spend so much money there. I don't even know how to know if I have the money to cosplay. But yeah, we're getting a little off track here. Yeah,
Not really.
Well, yeah. Anime North takes place at the exact same place as Fernal Equinox did, which is cool. Yeah, in terms of things to do, there was tons of panels. I didn't attend most of them. I was too busy being distracted by friggin', like, Street Fighter IV in the game room. And then in my off time, I spent most of my time in the zoo. Fortunately, we didn't have a room, and as I said, we were going to do a 48 hours bet. We didn't even make it 36 hours before we were just like, fuck it, let's sleep. Yeah, luckily we got to know one of the DJs during the rave. We got to sleep. It was surprisingly, the rooms were incredibly comfortable, especially the pull-out bed and the frigging couch.
They're just asleep.
Yeah, I only slept for like a good 2 hours in the zoo, and Trent got the crash in the friggin' like hotel room. Lucky bastard. The only reason I didn't is because I had to go record do some more recording, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Suffer for the podcast, that's right.
You guys better love me!
Gold star.
I suffered for you guys.
You get brownie points.
And the viewers, they better love me too. I better hear some nice comments.
No.
Just kidding.
No, don't. You don't deserve it.
But yeah,
they're going to be like, no!
This kind of ties in as well with our artist spotlight of this week, is an actual web show on YouTube called iFurry, run by Risu and Potato Zombie, the two greatest furs I ever got to meet during that.
I'm just kidding.
They were amazing. They remind me of us. Hopefully one of these days I can actually get them on the podcast so we can actually get them recording. It's in the video.
That would be sweet.
Hopefully I could take all the videos that I have and like just jumble them all together into something that looks semi-professional with background music and stuff.
No!
Yes! It gives me a personal little project to do. It'll probably take me a couple months. That's how.
You need to focus on getting the job. Because I know I'm not going to support your weight when we go to the con.
But I'll have like $600 by then if I'm still on welfare.
What about Trent? I don't want him feeling left out.
He'll probably have a job by then. No, he won't.
What, at Tim Hortons? Or Jim Hortons? Or Tim Hortons? I can't remember the name of it. I don't live in Canada. Forgive me.
It is Tim Hortons. You actually got it.
Oh, Horton Hears a Who?
I forget. I don't even know who the hell Tim Horton was.
He was a guy from Dr. Seuss. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, anybody have anything to add to the whole con spiel, even though it was just me and Trent that went?
Frag does want to know what Tim Hortons is.
Oh, Tim Hortons is a coffee shop. It's like Starbucks, but 100 times better.
Did I smell the lawsuit? I'm just kidding.
Fuck! I'll say it right here and now. Fuck Starbucks. We don't need your friggin' coffee. We got better one in Canada. Come get me. I don't care. Bring your goons. I'll take them down.
They all look like sirens.
they're coffee goons. What are they going to do? Throw coffee beans at me? Oh, I'm so scared of your coffee.
They hit you with coffee pots. I'm just kidding.
But yeah.
They're going to turn you into Drace Blend. But, all right, next.
Yeah, right. Rolling things along. I believe... Well, I'm going to throw in a game review before I read Frags. I'm starting to play Dead Space. This is probably going to be like a week-long thing in my progress in the game is what I'm going to do. And I just started it before we started the podcast, and I'm scared to shit. I'm probably not even going to play for the rest of the night. I'm a lightweight when it comes to like scary shit. I love comedy movies, not scary movies, but I'm getting better at it, and that's probably why I play them, so I don't get scared as often.
Hey, Melanie?
What?
Have you watched any good movies lately or played any good games?
No, actually, I haven't.
I know a good game that you played.
I smell natural gas.
What?
I know that you played the podcast. I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez. You people.
I'm not a person.
We're furry. Ha, 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 ha.
No, I'm not anything. I'm a blob. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah.
Anybody else add anything to things?
Well, Atomic's RO is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm starting the Furries for Life guild there too.
999 level cap.
You can get that in a day. You just gotta kill like 999 things. Or less.
Okay.
But no, yeah, let's,
No awkward silence is made by yawning either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, moving on. Okay, so Frag's game review actually entails Fallout 3. I might actually re-download it.
I'm gonna go buy it. God.
Well, it sucked at Endgame. If I want to throw a comment real quick about Fallout 3. At Endgame, you get some pretty kick-ass shit, but you can't even use it, which is retarded. Unless you get the expansions, and then you're like, yay, but yeah. Anyway, Fallout 3 is an RPG game developed by Bethesda, Canadian company, woot woot. Now before I go any further into my review, I'm going to say Morrowind is one of my three favorite games, RPG games of all time, mine as well. I just wanted to make that point. So, for those who don't know, Fallout 3 is a post-apocalyptic RPG. You don't want to ruin I don't want to ruin the story, but in short, you live in a vault where the people are protected, and then you go out of the vault in search of your father. Some people refer to this game as Oblivion with guns, and I would have to say those people are terribly wrong. It is much worse. So, to start, let's go over the gameplay, the whole idea, like any other open-world game, to take missions, to advance the story. Fallout 3 uses the classic Bethesda dialogue system, which is close to BioWare's system for dialogue there. Bethesda... I lost my place. Bethesda does have a good story with this game, but... playing through it is the problem. Mass Effect 2, while the combat was bland, hell yes, it was at least easy enough to just blow right through it. The combat in this game is downright terrible. First of all, let's start with the shooting. If you take a gun and fire it at an enemy, you're going to be horribly inaccurate unless you use the VAT system. I will give Bethesda credit for trying something new with this. But it falls flat on its face. You launch VATS, it tells you what body parts is more accurate to hit, and you can then choose said body part to fire. Now, of course, every battle pretty much needs VATS all the time because ammo is scarce, but you can only use it if you got enough energy in your VATS meter, which takes time to refill. The part that really gets me is like, I can have a gun 2 inches from an enemy's chest point, pointed right dead center in the VATS. This one will tell me that I have a chance to miss. Point two, the whole skill system. In Morrowind and Oblivion, you were like a human, where if you did something enough times, you got better at it. It made sense, and I really liked that system. Fallout 3 thinks that's a bad idea. I don't know why, and now every time you level up, you get so many skill points to put into things such as weapons and hacking instead of Morrowind's level-up system. Hell, even Borderlands uses the guns level-up once I use them enough... principle. Sorry. Couldn't understand that sentence. Okay, so the missions are actually fun. Well, that is, if your map system was not broken. I've been on some missions where the little target pointer tells me to go there, I go there, and Mission Objection is not there. When they say go there, that they mean this spot is where the objective is, but it could be underground in a tunnel with an entrance somewhere I may have never even been. They don't even tell me to go to said tunnel first. I do not like that. So to sum this game up, they take out what made Oblivion and Morrowind great, added a horrible gun combat, and added a confusing map system. Final score, 3 out of 10. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Now you're making me want to play less.
I think that was the point. But now you're making me want to play Morrowind again. Oh my god.
My friend has his whole house decked out with Fallout 3 stuff. He even has a little radar thingy.
Anybody else add to, things? Topic, Fallout 3.
I just hope it doesn't happen in real life.
I don't want to set the world on hellfire.
Oh, God. I can show you hellfire. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, we're in random time anyway. Yeah, I wish Cy could be here, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. He gets an extra big hug from me when he returns.
The best part of waking up is a macro in your cup. How does that work?
How did I not notice this?
There's something in my coffee.
I can't help
it. It's not coffee.
Macros are fun to play with.
Macros are fun to play with until they get hungry.
Yeah, when I say play,
oh.
Wink, wink.
Why are you winking? You got something in your eye?
Yeah. Hormones. Ah.
Oh, you should get that checked. I know a guy that got hurt like that. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, so what were we talking about at the beginning? We were talking about starts with something. God, my memory.
Come on. Come on, Dre. Don't be...
Stereotypes? No.
Fizzling out on us now.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're talking about something, and then you said something about... you were going to talk about it later.
Yeah, we were talking about 4chan, and then we went into something else. You kind of had a random spiel there for a bit. That one? Nothing?
Can't remember. Skip it.
Bye. So... why am I tired?
Because you need to quit yawning. We need to finish this.
Nah, I'm not going to go to... What time is it anyway? Oh, my God. Wow, we've been at this for a while. More than an hour. That's surprising.
Let's finish up.
Do we want to finish up or do we want to talk?
Whoa. Way under an hour.
Well, we're actually way under an hour? Like, what's our time limit on this? Do we have a rough ballpark here?
Hmm. 45 maybe, but...
Whoa. I'm gotta stop yawning.
You have to breathe more. Is your body trying to get some air?
Exactly.
You must take really light breaths.
I must. Small body, small lungs.
I'm not much taller than you.
Or used to be.
Yeah, used to be. I sit around people who smoke worse than you.
Yeah. I'm not surprised I got into smoking. My parents smoked. Everybody in my family smokes.
My lungs probably look like a burnt chicken fried steak right now.
Ooh, chicken fried steak! I want some.
I talk about my burnt up lungs and then you're going to talk about chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak is my favorite food. It's so delicious.
Move to the south.
Yeah, I know. It's so friggin' delicious. I love it. It's not even chicken, but it's...
You should come down to where I live then. You could get that every day at the freaking Waffle House. Well, let's make this more of a random topic and not just so much as a... Us talking about chicken fried steak.
Why? What's wrong with chicken fried steak?
Because chicken fried steak is guaranteed to give you heart attacks.
It's who? It's a heart attack I would love to have. Holy crap.
I guess he's great eating with me. Good chicken fried steak, hon. Oh, my God! Oh,
you're so delicious!
And then you grow like 5 chins when you die. I'm just kidding.
Forget the double chin. You got the like.
You're suffocated under his own fat rolls.
Septuplet chin.
Octuplet chicken. Octuplet chicken. Octuplet chin. Caused by chicken. And then you cut the chins open and then fat. Chicken falls out.
The chicken don't have this much fat on it. How did
it's like,
it get so
it's like
fat?
A gorilla. It's like a gorilla. It stores like food in his chin, basically, or its cheek or under its neck. I can't remember.
A chipmunk? Why would a gorilla hold shit in its
chin? Oh, gorillas do. They have a little pouch in their mouth that they can fit like fruit and crap inside of it and they can eat it later.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of handy. Why don't we have pouches in our mouths?
Because it look weird. Never want to look like they got 2 chins.
What, if chipmunks and gorillas can have it, why can't we?
Because can you imagine, like, some, like supermodel having, like, a double chin? And it's, like, a new commercial for, like, some food or Ziploc bag. It's, like, new Ziploc bags can fit inside your mouth pouch.
This tastes fresh.
This tastes fresh even after it's been in my mouth pouch for a month.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, my point exactly, see?
Oh.
Mouth pouch wash.
We say that now, but imagine if we did have it, it would be totally normal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
People have, like, mouth pouch rings.
No one would ever see them. Why would anybody get them?
Because nobody ever sees another part of me, but why would I get what I'm going to get?
You're going to get a Prince Albert?
Maybe.
Really? This is news.
I'm thinking of getting a ring in his head somewhere. Well, I'm thinking of getting a cross on my arm.
Yeah, let's not get the Prince Albert because I got to like put my mouth there. I don't want it cold metal.
Then I won't have a cold metal.
Plus, I don't want that in the buttocks region. It might snag something.
I'll attach razor blades to it. I'm just kidding.
That's incredibly painful. Why would you want something like that done?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I was making a joke. If I ever get a ring, I'll probably get one on my eyebrow.
Which side is the gay side for earrings?
I think it's right.
That's the side I want to get one on.
Well, we might as well finish up the thing because it's turning into just conversations.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. It's random time. Da, 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 da.
I know, but I don't feel like the viewers want to, like, listen to us and ramble on about rings.
Well, if they love us and they want to be part of us, it'll be like they're here, but not really. Well,
they want
be
to
like
be
they're
part
here,
of us.
They can't get a word in edgewise.
If it'll be a part of us, then it'll be more of a four comic.
See, we value our fans.
Want you inside me. I'm just kidding.
See, we value our fans. If only any of them wanted to do a guest spot, hey, why the hell not? We're waiting.
No, we'll be like, hey, no, I'm just kidding.
Show us the love. I think I know why I'm yawning, because I can't stop talking.
Well, I ran out of things to say. Unless you want to bring up anything, guys.
Yeah, me too. We're surprisingly under time today.
We have less members.
I think it's because
too.
Trent's not here. And
we don't have Trent Forsyth.
Yeah, we got a small cast today.
Well, let's finish up.
Yeah, might as well. Well, guys, been fun. I'm talking to you viewers out there. Once again, hit our email. It's furrytalk@gmail.com, right?
You don't even remember. I'm just kidding.
No, why would I email ourselves? That's just weird.
Not really.
But yeah, furrytalk@gmail.com. Hit us some emails, fan mail, questions, whatnot. We're expecting to hear from all of you, because I know a bunch of you guys are downloading from other countries. We expect to hear from you. Don't be shy.
We do have a translator, so.
Yeah. We'll get it translated, probably horribly translated. Oh yeah, Milo's our resident translator, that's right. He'll translate your letters for us.
You give us an ooga booga.
You making fun of my culture, bro?
No, I'm not ooga booga.
But yeah. Been fun. See you next week. And I'm going to try this out one last time just for kicks. What's funnier than a furry? Your face! Oh. Yeah.
It didn't work as well as he thought it would, eh? Nobody's feelings are hurt, so...